Welcome to What's Your Dream, the podcast that brings your stories of inspiration, transformation, and the journey to success. In today's episode, we're excited to welcome Ash and Deborah, a dynamic duo who have joined forces to empower entrepreneurs. Together, they have created the Launch Fast System, a course designed to guide you through launching, growing, and scaling your business. Whether you're just starting out or looking to take your enterprise to the next level, Ash and Deborah have the insights and strategies you need. Stay tuned as we dive into their approach to entrepreneurial success. And don't forget to check the show notes for a special freebie they're offering for our listeners of What's Your Dream podcast. Hello, ladies. I am so excited to have you here today. This is our very, very first podcast with two people on it, so it should be super interesting. How are you guys?
Yeah, doing great. Thanks so much for the opportunity. We really, really are happy to be here.
Awesome. I'm so happy that you guys are here as well. Should be pretty interesting. They usually are. All right. The first question is what is your biggest dream or aspiration?
Go ahead, Deb.
That's a really, really great question. And I guess there's probably a lot of complexities in that question.
Maybe.
Yeah, but I think ultimately it's really helping to create a better quality of life for not just us and our families, but for others as well, and creating a positive impact in the world. And, you know, the way that we try to do that is to be able to help people to be able to build their own businesses, to grow and scale, and to be able to have that freedom, whether it's time, whether it's money, you know, whatever that means for them, the freedom to be able to do the things that they love, right? And so that's really what we are trying to accomplish, and the dreams that we have for you know, not only us, but those around us.
Yes, freedom, one of my favorite words.
Yes.
Anything to add to that?
I think for me, the best way I would describe that is like through a story. You know, for myself, my journey started when, you know, I just wanted to make an extra $1,000 a month, you know. And from that, after I helped other business owners and I saw the impact it could make, and I saw, you know, the thankfulness that they had, you know, through their comments and just videos and stuff. And my mission grew bigger. And, you know, when Deb and I met, it just blew up to say, you know what, this is more than just $1,000 a month. It's about helping those also in need of that $1,000 a month. So the ripple effect that can build, that becomes the new dream and the new goal out there.
Absolutely. You guys are adding so much value to other people's lives. I think so many business owners get stuck. You know, and that's what you guys do. It sounds like it keeps that trajectory going, and it keeps that, it keeps the flow going, so you guys can help people launch. I love it.
Yeah,
my heart is definitely for entrepreneurs, for sure.
Yes.
Same.
What they say, the entrepreneurs are the ones that change the world, right? It's not, you know, the government. So there you go. Yeah.
Well, we have a lot of drive, you know, wherever that comes from, you know, wherever, if it comes from a traumatic filled childhood, or if it comes from, you know, just life in general, you know, it's like, there are people that have been through this stuff and are trying to help other people get through it in a little bit faster pace. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay. So what makes you feel grateful and full of joy today?
For me, obviously, you know, it's my family first and foremost, right? Just seeing them thrive and just excel in life brings me so much joy. And the fact that I can have a little bit extra time with them now through this business, that's incredible. But then I'm having extra time, but I'm also making a bigger impact. So it's like a win-win situation. And that brings me a lot of joy.
So Ash, when I first met you, you had a full-time job.
I did, and I still do.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I'm working towards transitioning that.
Nice. I like
it. Yeah. And because the business is kind of taking care of itself already, you know, the time I spend is a lot less than I did when we met a couple of years ago, right?
Good. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I love
I
to
was
hear
like a
that.
chicken without a head then.
I love hearing that. And it sounds like you meeting Deborah has kind of helped you as well, just really make this into a business. Is that
Oh,
accurate?
absolutely, absolutely. I 100% tell people, you know, find your who, because going at it alone is so much overwhelm and stress. And when you find your who, whether it's a business partner or just someone to help you in certain portions of your business, it's a game changer, 100%.
So, Deborah, what makes you feel grateful and full of joy today?
Well, I guess there's some common themes coming out already, but you know, I echo what Ash just said about family and helping others. And you know, volunteering and providing service to others has been, you know, part of my DNA for my entire life. And so this just really fits in nicely, bringing in all of my professional and career experience, and also being able to bring in that desire to help others. And it's a really, really nice match that really helps to fill my soul, where I wasn't getting that from corporate. I worked at a lot of interesting things and I met a lot of great people, don't get me wrong, but it just wasn't, you know, giving me that sense of alignment with my soul, you know?
Oh, it's a huge, huge deal. That's like, talking about like just even wealth in general, right? You have these people that are super wealthy that are making all the money in the world and they're so unhappy because they're not filling their soul. They're not figuring out what their purpose is, what their passion is. And they're just sitting in those corporate jobs and literally just sitting in those corporate jobs, working crazy amount of hours for the man, right? It's like, yeah, so I love it. I mean, I've even been in that place too, right? With like my web design and branding agency. It's like now, like bringing this podcast out and doing the different things that are like really helping people and helping, not really helping people, but just strategizing with people to figure out what they are and what they're doing, where they're going, all the things is that's what fills my cup for sure.
Yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, same. Yeah. And you know, it's really interesting too, because some people have some background in running their own business, and some people don't. And I think it's okay either way, because you know, we can all learn, right? But the important thing is to surround yourself with the right supports, so that you can learn as you go, and that you don't have to struggle on your own. There's lots of different supports. The work that you do and the services that you offer, you know, that we offer, that there other people offer around us, there's lots of great stuff to help people so they don't have to struggle on their own.
absolutely. Yeah, I think, I mean, the whole solopreneur, I it's so overrated. I did that for 7 or 8 years. And it's like, find someone, whether you're bartering with them or something, find some support system because it is so hard to do it on your own.
It
So
really
hard
is.
to wear
It
all
really
the
is.
caps.
I've been on my own for a while now too, you know, and so like I've got stuff going on, you know, offline as well, and then was trying to get stuff online for the past few years. But as Ash said, it's just a slow process when you're on your own, because you only have two hands and you have to learn everything and do everything. And so the minute that we came together and we started to collaborate and partner, things just started moving really, really fast. And so, you know, I can't say enough about the partnership that we've created, and the collaborations, the ideas, everything just moving in the right direction faster. And I totally echo what she said about find your who.
Yeah, I love that. I haven't heard that before. I like that a lot. I like that. All right, the next question is what are the most significant lessons you've learned throughout your life and how have they shaped you as a person?
I can go, Ash, if
Sure. Yeah,
you want
go
to
ahead.
lead. Okay. So again, I guess it's just kind of coming into the same theme for some reason, but you know, it's really important to build relationships. We are beings that are relational as human beings, and we really depend on that for happiness, for sustenance, for success in every aspect of our lives. And if we don't nurture those relationships, then, you know, it's just going to be a much more difficult journey. And so it doesn't matter if you're an entrepreneur, it doesn't matter if you're, you know, a parent who's, that's your primary job, or, you know, if you're working in corporate, it really doesn't matter. But that network that you build over time, it's extremely important to nurture it and to make sure that you're not just kind of like on LinkedIn or whatever, like, you know, just every once in a while, you know, you'll might say hi to someone like after 5 years, like, well, hey, where did you come from? You know, but like, even just to like, if you're not talking to them on a regular basis, to say happy birthday or congratulations on that promotion or whatever, so that you're kind of staying in touch a little bit. And then when you do want, you know, have an opportunity to reach out and have coffee and or lunch or something like that, take that opportunity to learn more about what's happening in their lives. And, you know, sometimes you never know when those networks and relationships are going to become something that you really need to rely on. Because, you know, in my offline business, that's how I get business, is through my networks and through referrals, right? Mm-hmm. And those are not pretentious relationships. They're real relationships where, you know, people trust me to be able to refer me to another client because they know that, you know, the quality of work, they know the values that I hold, right? And so, you know, for online businesses, it's really important to do that as well. And it's almost a different level of importance because everything is kind of virtual, right? And so, you know, when you think about partnerships and joint ventures and affiliates and things like that in the online space, it's just as important to nurture those networks, because if you have people who are going to be an affiliate for you, that's your sales force.
Right.
So now you no longer have to pay salespeople in the same way as salary, but you're going to have, you know, people who are in your network who are affiliates who can help to promote your program, product, or service, which is your sales force.
Right.
And so you give them a portion, of course, for their efforts, because they're taking care of the marketing and all of that themselves because they're running their own businesses. But those are extensive networks. You can collaborate, you can do summits, we, you know, do podcasts like this, you know, and it's really, really important. So that's probably the biggest thing that I could share.
Awesome. Yeah, I love that. I think I've had my business WebWorks for 13 years now, and that is how I built it, was on relationships mm-hmm. and the networking and people knowing that I'm going to do a good job to refer me to other people. And if I quit going to networking groups, I know exactly what is going to happen to my business.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. How about you, Ash? Anything to add?
No, just echoing what Deb said is, you know, literally, as humans, we're emotional beings, right? And a lot of decisions we make are based on emotion, mm-hmm. right? People buy on emotion, not on logic and stuff. Yes, logic and stuff helps, mm-hmm. but it's mostly emotion. And when you're emotionally attached to someone, they're more likely to love and trust you, right? And that's just, I mean, we hear this all the time on the net, right? No, like, and trust factor. But if you really dig deep into it, and, you know, it's really building that relationship, like Deb said, and really getting to know them and know what their goals are and working towards those goals versus just pretending to know, like, and trust, right? So yeah. That would be my biggest thing, is really spending that time to do it in the right way.
Yeah. And I think even going back to both of your guys' points on that too, it's like, what did we need as children? We needed to feel seen, mm-hmm. we needed yeah. to feel loved, and we needed to feel yeah. heard. So mm-hmm. even just those little LinkedIn messages, telling somebody happy birthday or congratulations or yeah. hey, what are you celebrating? You know, like, just mm-hmm. really making people feel those three different things mm-hmm. makes, like, that creates a whole different kind of relationship.
Yeah. I mean, a small compliment, if someone, you know, takes the time to do a photo shoot and puts it out on social media, compliment them. You know, it takes 2 seconds of your time, but it makes their day.
And yeah, and how many people are willing to put all that stuff out there? You know,
exactly. Yeah.
It's hard.
It's hard.
I mean, it takes a different level of vulnerability to put all that stuff out there, to be a business owner and to, okay, come buy from me. Obviously, we're not saying that, right? But it's like,
yeah.
Here, this is what we're trying to help people do. you don't want to say it, you know, like come buy from me, but it's very much like, this is the value that I'm trying to add to the world, and I'm trying to prove it to other people. And then at some point, I'm hoping we all end up in this place of like, other people are saying, look at the value they're adding, like your affiliates, like you were talking about, and then other people are selling it for us, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
But you can't build that level of trust unless you're authentic, you know, in the way you show up.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Authentic. That's exactly another one of my favorite words.
Another, exactly, right?
Yes. All right. What inspires you and motivates you to keep you going even when you're faced with challenges?
So for myself, my biggest inspiration is my daughter. She is 11 years old and she is incredible. You know, in her short life, she's gotten awards and she's like gone all the way to Amsterdam to compete in gymnastics. And I see the drive in her. And I'm thinking, you know, if only more people had that drive. And at the short, like, you know, she's only 11 and I don't know where it comes from, hopefully from me, but, you know, I don't even feel
where
like
did she get that from?
I know, right?
I think it is from you. Although I know Naz too, it's probably both of you.
Yeah. So, you know, so that's my why and my inspiration. And then it just grows beyond that, you know, to build something that I can help my family and my friends, and then the community that we've built, and all, you know, all our followers and stuff. So it starts with, again, my family, but then it grows to that ripple effect of everyone that you've supported and just helped grow. In fact, we just finished a challenge, a 31-day challenge. And one of the ladies has been following us through this challenge and doing all the homework throughout, and she's gotten new contacts and she's gotten, like, you know, new avenues of doing her business, and like so much, so many good results have come out of it. And the other day she gave us such a wonderful testimonial, and I was just like, oh my God, like, you know, and this is just the free challenge. She's part of our program now, and I'm like, I can't wait to see what you do. So, you know, and that inspires me, and that becomes my new why of why I want to keep on going.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Those testimonials are priceless.
Yeah,
they are. And so, like, heartwarming, you know, and honestly, I couldn't have said it better. Like, you know, those exact things are exactly my whys as well. And, you know, it just every single day, it just seems to get better, you know, like you just keep showing up and then things happen unexpectedly, you know, and it's just like, there, you know, that's why I keep going. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Your why is really important. I think just keeping it out in front of yourself too, because for every business owner, it's one of those things, like, to stay as motivated every single day as possible is actually really hard.
It is really hard.
It is. Yeah. And we're humans and we'll have our, you know, lull days as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but it's important to recognize that and say, okay, I'm having a moment. Let's take the moment. Let's be real. We're humans. Mm-hmm. But then you snap out of it quickly, you know, versus back in the day when your mindset wasn't as strong with your why, you know, you'd be in that lull for days and sometimes weeks, right? And now it's like within a day, you're like, or even sometimes within minutes, you're like, oh, you recognize it and you snap out of it.
That's right. Yeah. That's the key, is not to stay there.
Yeah.
Right? And to recognize that, you know, when you are there, so that you can snap out of it quickly, because otherwise it's like the valley of doom, right? It's like, it can hold you there for a long time if you let it. So.
Yeah.
Absolutely. What are a couple things that you guys do to get you out of that place? Like, get out of, I always call it, I visit hell, right? And then I visit heaven most of the time. And so what, I mean, do you guys listen to certain people, or what do you guys do to get out of that place the faster, the better?
Mm-hmm. Well, for me, there's like quite a few things that I do. I do listen to inspirational people, and I meditate, I exercise, I eat healthy, I make sure that I'm getting enough sleep and drinking water and all the things that are fundamental, because if you aren't taking care of yourself, then it's harder to manage stress, and stress comes on you a lot heavier and a lot quicker, right? So you're able to deal with those types of things a lot easier if you're well rested and, you know, all those things. Because, you know, if you think about it, like if you ever wake up, you know, sometime where you've had a really bad sleep and then you've had a really bad day and you're, you know, things escalate differently on those days, your vital signs, you know, you get a little more anxious and your blood pressure gets up and your heart starts, you know, beating faster, a lot easier when you're under exhaustion.
Yes. Right? I think that's how a lot of Americans are their whole lives, their whole adult lives. They're just operating out of this exhaustion, fight or flight.
Yeah. It's meditation, really unhealthy.
My favorite.
Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, it sounds easy, right? And we all know it's not easy.
No.
Right. But if you just have a couple of practices that you can do at any given time, because sometimes you don't have time to sit there and meditate for 5 minutes. Right. But maybe you just have a practice where you just like kind of do a body scan and it takes like 30 seconds and nobody even knows you're doing it, kind of filling out where you are right now. Or maybe it's just even just taking like a sip of water. It's like, okay, I just need to, I need to hydrate, you know, or whatever, just like a couple of little like easy things that you can do that nobody even notices. Or sometimes people will just like, you know, press on their hands or, you know, whatever to help them sort of relax. So I think there's just a lot of things that you can do.
Yeah, I heard a quote one time that says, if you can't meditate for 5 minutes, you need to meditate for 30.
That's right.
It's true.
Yeah. It is really true. It's like, if you feel like you don't have 5 minutes to meditate, then you really need to do the full 30.
And you really need, absolutely.
And I mean, it really hit me at the time, right? Because it was like, I wasn't giving myself even the 5 minutes. So, and breathing. Right.
Just breathing.
Yeah.
So that's actually the biggest one, is that if you can be mindful of how you're breathing, because when we feel that way, we don't even realize that we're shallow breathing. Is that like, is your air going into your diaphragm and your lower gut, or is it staying up high and shallow and causing you to feel even more anxious? Like even just noticing that and then changing how you're breathing, right? Nobody needs to know you're doing that, but it has such a huge impact very quickly.
Yeah. Well, something you can do from anywhere, and it's something that you can change, because we're just sitting here breathing like we normally do. And it's so automatic that it's just that initial little shift makes such a huge difference. Yes.
Such a huge difference.
I feel like breathing has come up on almost every single one of these podcasts, which
is that right?
Yes.
That's interesting.
Yeah. It just pushes that point. Cause I feel like I'm the type of person that, the reason I've asked the same questions to everyone every time is because you're going to get a little bit of a different answer, but the people that I'm attracting are the people that are like-minded. And so I think that the people that are on this podcast are just proving the point over and over and over again, that we have to be teachable and we have to be disciplined and we have to do these things every day to retrain our subconscious to become the human that we really, truly want to be. And that human that we truly want to be is typically helping others get here faster than we got here.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. And you know, everybody's level of self-discipline is different. It's a spectrum, right? And it's not right or wrong. There's no judgment about it. It's just that we're always in practice and we're always trying to move along that spectrum. And sometimes we might move back. Sometimes we might move forward. Sometimes we might be like hovering in a place for a period of time, but you know, it's just, again, something we need to be mindful of, so that when we feel stuck, that we can acknowledge it and go, oh, okay. So, you know, I need to do something different so that I can change where I'm at. Right.
Yeah. Awareness. I always say that. Awareness.
Yeah. And you know what? Life is too short to make all the mistakes again and again. Like you have to learn from other people's mistakes. Otherwise you'll never move forward, right? You have to be willing to say, okay, well, they did this, they made the mistake, I'm not going to do that. And so then you have to be adaptable and you have to learn from other people as well. Like you have to be open to that.
Yeah, because we don't always have to learn the hard way.
No.
Which is, you know, through our own experience, right? We can learn through the
I've learned the hard way.
I mean, you'll still learn some things the hard way, right?
Yeah.
Because you still have your own personality and your own way of doing things. But it's always good to acknowledge what other people have done and failed at, and then use that as a learning lesson to move forward even quicker, right?
Yeah, you can leapfrog, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hop right over.
Yeah.
I like that leapfrog. All right. The next question is what do you hope to leave behind in the world as your legacy?
Oh, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
So I think for myself, my legacy, I've always felt very invisible in life, you know, because I've been quiet and shy and, you know, big time introvert. Like even in our family, when the get together gets bigger, I get quieter, you know. So for me, I'd like for someone to say, she did it. You know, she was a powerhouse and she did it. And, you know, she accomplished what she was, you know, what her purpose of life was.
I saw her.
I saw her. Yeah.
Yeah. Love that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. For me, you know, I think it's really about not so much the things that I did or accomplished, but how I made people feel. And how I was present for them, how I was there for them, you know, that they will remember me for being supportive and helping them and being someone who cares. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, they're both great. Yeah, I think they're both just, I mean, no matter what, we're filling our cup. I feel like, you know, even... It's like, you know, even contributing to society, it's like you're doing it out of the kindness of your heart. And you're typically doing it in the ways that you, like the certain charities that you want to give to that feel a little bit closer to home, maybe something you've suffered from or somebody that you know has suffered from. But in the long run, it still makes you feel good. And I think that's just what keeps us ticking, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
and, you know, it's always great to be acknowledged for, you know, great things that you do as well, right? So, you know, that's for sure. And, you know, I'm hoping that the great things that we're able to accomplish together, Ash, is that we'll be able to make that positive impact in the world and be able to help people to improve their quality of life and those around them and generationally.
Yeah, 100%. Right? Yeah. You know, I just wanted to chime in and say, it reminds me of this. I'm a big Friends, the show Friends, you know, follower.
Yeah.
And it reminds me, I don't know if you guys have seen this episode where Phoebe is trying to do something good in life and, but not feel good about it, you know? And then it just, so she donated, you know, the last $1,000 she had. And she's like, I feel crappy because now I'm broke and all of that. And then she found out that, you know, the money went to some really good charity and it did so much good and it made her feel happy. And she's like, oh, darn, I feel happy. That means, you know, I didn't give, like, you know, I like it made me happy. So now I gained something out of it, right? Mm-hmm. And it just goes to show that, you know what, you can gain something out of doing good and that's okay, you know? So when, you know, someone says, oh, I want to leave a legacy so people remember me and this and that, that's okay. Because you know what? You'll be remembered because you've done so much good in the world. Mm-hmm. You know, people will recognize you because you've made an impact.
Yeah.
So, you know, people shy away from saying, because I want to do this or I want to accomplish that. And I don't think they should, because you will accomplish that because you've done all of this additional stuff out there to help people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think all of us are sent here to do something special. It's just a matter of figuring out what it is and actually taking the action to do it. I have a friend that every time I teach workshops at her wellness center, and she's like, I have this little Trisha in my head over here telling me what I should do. And that's the person that I want to be. I want people to hear me over here saying, you should do this. Manifest this, you know, like, and that's I feel the same way. It's like, don't be shy about it. If you want people to hear you, then speak.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. Because all you're trying to do is help them in the long run.
Yeah. And if it makes you feel good in the meantime, so what, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and that's really how abundance works, right? Is that, you know, what you give is what you get back, but you usually get it back multiple fold, even though you're not expecting it or asking for it. That's usually the way it works.
Yep.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have either of you guys read Ask and It Is Given?
I actually, there's so many fantastic books on this topic, like honestly, and it's really part of the universal laws. You know, so, you know, you can, you know, all the sayings is that, you know, the karma, you know, you reap what you sow and what you give, you get, and all of those kinds of things, they really are true, you know, and again, we don't do it with the expectation, right? We do it out of love, but, you know, it's just, it's a natural thing to come back to you. And so we should accept that as a gift as well.
Absolutely. Love it. All right. What is one action you take every day to get closer to your dreams?
Well, I don't know if it's one specific thing. It's just that I ensure that I take action every day, whatever that action is needed, that I make sure that I take that every day. And, you know, even if I only have 5 minutes, Trisha, to do it, that I know that, you know, that's 5 minutes more that I've spent moving towards my goals that I wouldn't have otherwise, because time passes anyway. It can slip away on us in an instant. And then all of a sudden, 5 years have passed and you haven't done anything to achieve your vision or your goals, right? So again, you know, don't be afraid. It's just, you know, try, even if you only have 5 minutes, and, you know, whether it's, you know, putting on a podcast while you're doing dishes and that was your 5 minutes for today, or, you know, whether it's, you know, posting something on social that took you 5 minutes, or whether it's, you know, having an opportunity to network with somebody, even if it's online for 5 minutes, right? And then whatever your tasks are that you need to do for the day in order to get, you know, your stuff done. But, you know, just be mindful that sometimes all it takes is 5 minutes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even on that same point, we talked a little bit about generational change, right? It's like, maybe that 5 minutes is asking your kid, hey, not just how was your day, tell me about your day.
Yeah.
Right. Like, how many times have I asked my kids, how was your day? And then just completely ignored their answer. It's like,
or they give you the one word answer, right? Good.
Fine. It was
That's
fine.
True. Fine. It was whatever. But I mean, I think they want to tell us more. I think there's just certain times that they're open and willing to tell us more. So, I mean, that 5 minutes can be used in so, so many ways that are productive.
Absolutely.
How about you, Ash?
So I want to start with this quote that I actually have framed and up on my wall that I look at every single day. And it says, a little progress each day adds up to big results. And I look at that every single day. It's sitting right in front of me. And, you know, like, and that's what keeps me going. It's like, okay, what have I done today towards my goal? And like Deb said, it doesn't matter if it's 5 minutes or a minute, or, you know, to go on and do a 1 minute quick video or something, right? But as long as it's something that you're doing consistently every single day to move you towards your goal, that's what you need to do.
Yep. It's a compound effect.
It is.
It really
Absolutely.
Is.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just got to chip away at it, right?
Yeah.
All right.
But also knowing that goal then is important, right? Because if you don't know what your goal is that you're working towards, then you know, you're not going to get anywhere.
It's a really great point. Like, people should future pace.
Yeah.
And they should really start visioning the future and, you know, vision it in segments so that, you know, what's the longer term vision, and then kind of work back from there. And so each of those segments are going to be milestones to get you there. And then you can break it down into those little parts where, you know, if you have an hour, great. If you have 5 minutes, great. But you know what you're working towards. So yeah, it's a great point, Ash.
Figuring out the what, not necessarily the how or the, well, we know the why, right? But not the how.
Yeah, how will come? Yes. You know the what and the why.
Yes. So I definitely love talking to like-minded people. Is there anything that either one of you or both of you would just like to share with the podcast listeners before we take off?
I think something that I've been sort of saying lately, and Ash has heard me say it a couple of times now, it's really resonating with me, is that don't be afraid. Because fear doesn't mean F everything and run. It means face everything and rise. And so do that and don't be afraid.
Love it. Face everything and rise. I like that.
Yeah.
How about you, Anne?
So I have a phrase that I've come up with, and, you know, we've tried to like wordplay with it a little bit, and it's, indecision is the inhibition of your transformation.
Yep.
So I'll say that again. Indecision is the inhibition of your transformation. So make decisions quickly, do it quickly, do it now, and you will progress in life.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, that goes back to the Think and Grow Rich.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, or the book, I should say, it's like, you take the action, make the decision, just do it. It might not be what's going to make you $1 million, but just do it. Just get closer to where you want to be.
Yeah. Take that imperfect action. But you know, indecision is a decision. There are consequences.
It's a decision to take.
Not taking decisions too. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I think for me, like, I don't know about you guys, but one of the ways that I make a decision on things that I'm not so sure about is I meditate. And in those meditations, a lot of time, the first thought that comes to me whenever I'm done meditating is what I start taking action on. It helps a lot just to quiet the mind.
Yeah, it's very powerful. Yeah, I really encourage people to do that. And you know what? A lot of people I've heard say, oh, I'm just terrible at meditation. I can't meditate because, you know, they meditate and then things come into their brain and they get distracted and they start to, and then they realize, oh, I'm not meditating anymore. But that happens to everybody. Yes. It takes a lot of practice. You got to be like, someone who's meditating like all the time, like a monk or something like that, for, you know, you to have that level of focus. But it's okay. You just, you know, dismiss it. Say thank you and dismiss it and get back. And, you know, it takes practice. That's all.
Yep. It's a practice.
But, you know, I find even in those meditations and, you know, those distractions, that's where you get your visions of, ooh, I should do this. Ooh, this is a good idea. Mm-hmm. And that's where I find I get a lot of my aha moments is, you know, when I'm meditating and then I get distracted and I'm thinking about this and that, and I'm like, oh my God, I should totally do that.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, definitely one of my favorite things in the world to do for multiple reasons. Sometimes I fall asleep even. Sometimes it's an afternoon nap. Sometimes it's falling back asleep in the morning. Sometimes it's falling asleep a little bit quicker at nighttime, but you're still in that like slow brainwave state where it's just all taking effect. So
yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, ladies, for being on. And I definitely look forward to seeing where your business ventures take you in the future.
Thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure.
Yeah. And we hope to do more things with you in the future as well.
Yes, sounds like absolutely. Fun to me.
Yeah.